From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. North Korea's two biggest political allies, China and Russia, say calls to further tighten sanctions against Pyongyang in the wake of its latest nuclear test would do little to ease tensions on the peninsula. Speaking Tuesday off the sidelines of the BRICS Summit of Emerging National Economies in the Chinese city of Xiamen, Russian President Vladimir Putin condemned North Korea over its latest missile test, but warned that ramping up military hysteria will only lead to a global catastrophe. He also criticized the U.S. call for more sanctions against Pyongyang as useless and ineffective, and added that it was ridiculous for Washington to impose sanctions on Moscow for trading with North Korea, then turn around and ask for help imposing sanctions on the isolated regime. President Donald Trump is expected Tuesday to announce an end to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA program, an Obama-era policy that shielded some young undocumented immigrants from deportation. The move fulfills one of Trump's key campaign promises, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
Since taking office, Donald Trump had hinted at a softer stance toward those brought to the country illegally as children.
We're going to show great heart. DACA is a very, very difficult subject for me.
Trump and many Republicans also believe the Obama-era program is illegal since it bypassed Congress. And on Tuesday, the president is expected to eliminate DACA. That means the roughly 800,000 immigrants currently protected by the initiative could face deportation. Congress can pass a law protecting these immigrants, and Trump may consider a six-month delay for lawmakers to agree on a plan. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Syrian activists and state media said Tuesday government troops broke a nearly three-year siege by Islamic State militants on the eastern city of Dar al-Zor. The report said the troops reached a key government airbase on the western edge of the city. After Syria's 2011 uprising, rebel groups and jihadists seized Dar al-Zor and the province by the same name. Islamic State fighters took command of the region by 2014. Estimates of the number of people living in the city vary widely, with the Syrian Observatory Group saying the population has shrunken to about 150,000, half of what it was before the outbreak of the Syrian civil war. British police have arrested four army soldiers on suspicion of being members of an outlawed neo-Nazi group and planning terrorist acts. The Ministry of Defense confirmed the men were army members. Authorities allege the men belonged to National Action, a neo-Nazi group that was banned in Britain last December after it praised the murder of Parliament member Joe Cox, who died at the hands of a far-right nationalist. Police say the arrests were made in the cities of Birmingham, Ipswich, Northampton in England, and in Powys, Wales. They also say the suspects, whose names have not been disclosed, are between the ages of 22 and 32. Amnesty International says nearly 400 civilians in Cameroon and Nigeria have been killed in suicide attacks carried out by the Islamic militant group Boko Haram since April of this year, more than double that of the previous 5 months. A report issued Tuesday by the human rights advocacy group says at least 223 civilians have been killed at the hands of Boko Haram since April, including 100 civilians killed in August alone. The deadliest attack occurred on July 25th, when 40 people were gunned down in an ambush on an oil exploration team in Borno State. Hurricane Irma has strengthened to a Category 5 storm, the most severe designation for a hurricane. That's according to the National Hurricane Center. People in the Leeward Islands of the Caribbean are preparing for Irma's arrival late Tuesday or early Wednesday, as areas to the northwest from Puerto Rico to Cuba to the coastal United States wait to see the track the storm will take as the week progresses. Hurricane Irma's Category 5 designation means sustained winds of more than 280 kilometers per hour will severely damage homes, uproot trees and power poles, and knock out power in affected areas for weeks. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.